Joining us on the line right now, he's a Stanley Cup champion. And, of course, right now the leading scorer for the Atlanta Thrashers from the blue line, no less, with 43 points in 58 games. And he celebrates a new five-year contract to stay with the Thrashers. He is Dustin Byfuglien. Dustin, thanks for doing this today. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're real good. Congratulations on the deal. Was it a long time coming? Had there been a little bit of talk for a few weeks, or relieved to just be able to play hockey now?
It happened actually a lot faster than I thought. I guess they started a couple weeks ago, and, you know, we talked, and, you know, they just said, you know, it might take a little while, and, you know, that was pretty much the last thing I heard, and all of a sudden they're like, hey, we got this thing done. I was like, good business.
Dustin, you end up winning a Stanley Cup in Chicago, and all of a sudden you're dealt almost immediately. I mean, did that take a little luster off it? Were you excited about Atlanta? Obviously a big challenge for you, and then you look, you're the leading scorer on the team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, right away, obviously, it's a little disappointing to leave the group of guys that, you know, we came so far with and, you know, just won, and, you know, we're still celebrating, and he got the news, but, you know, right away, I kind of was a little down, but, you know, I came out of it pretty quick and realized that I can go and be a go-to guy and start a new slate and, you know, begin a new chapter in life.
Hey, Dustin, when you were first presented the opportunity to sign an extension, what goes through your mind besides, obviously, the money? Do you sit there and say, this organization struggled? Are we even going to be in Atlanta in 2 or 3 years? Two or three months. Where am I going to be when this contract finishes?
Yeah, I mean, that definitely came into play. But, with the things that are happening right now and, you know, teams, you know, we started off good this season and, you know, there's a lot of young kids here that, you know, we only can get better. And right now I see us climbing kind of like where we were in Chicago 4 years ago. And so there's a lot of upsides to this, and especially with Rick Dudley having 2 saves that where guys go and getting guys in here, I think we'll be all right in a couple of years.
Dustin, has it affected your team with all the talk? I mean, the team looked so good a month ago. Then you hit this funk where you're really struggling. I know Pavlik was standing on his head early in the season, but is the moving conversation, the financial conversation, has that affected the guys or not?
I don't think it really has. I think, you know, it's pretty much out of our hands. We have pretty much no say what goes on there. But, you know, it's definitely talked about. There's, you know, it's hard not to to talk about it when you get asked a question every other day or something like that.
Now, you could commute from Winnipeg to your home in Minnesota. How far is it from Quebec City?
Quebec City, that'd be a couple days.
Hey, Dustin, tell McLean to ask Gary Bettman that question, all right?
Or Bill Daly.
Tell him to leave you alone. Dustin,
I'd choose Winnipeg over Quebec.
Yeah, interesting call.
Yeah, listen, can you pinpoint what has been the big fall in the last month? You guys were contending, obviously, with the big clubs a while ago, and now you're scratching for eighth. What's been the number one problem?
Consistency. We go out, have a couple good shifts, and then we're taking four or five off. It's just, you know, it happened to every time we take them off, a couple pucks would end up in the back of our net pretty quick. And then, you know, we're trying to fight back. We get out of our game plan.
Dustin, you're an amazing story from a young kid that, you know, has made a long trek to the NHL. I mean, at 15 years of age, or 16 years of age, did you ever dream that this would be happening to you?
Absolutely not. Probably thought I'd still be ice fishing.
You quit hockey to become
less money.
Now, just a minute. You quit hockey to become an ice fisherman.
Yeah, it was 15. That's what I did, and then got the opportunity to take off. And you know, I enjoyed myself that winter, but you know, I kind of realized that you know, hockey kind of was my thing, and you know, there's an opportunity for me to go other places and try it. And yeah, I know every time I left, I was going to come back with a better story.
Just for the record, I never dreamt I'd be doing radio with Doug McLean either.
Yeah, what, me either.
What does ice what does ice fish? What do ice fishermen get paid? Because I might be looking somewhere.
Yeah, you might. Yeah.
You're probably looking at maybe $500 a tournament. If you're lucky.
I take it, you know, you look back at that All-Star draft, and there was a lot of talk about it with Kessel being the last pick. I take it that was something you were never really worried about, was being one of the last two or three guys sitting there. I had a feeling most people did you were going to get snapped up pretty early.
Yeah, well, the D-men couldn't get picked last, so I was off there. So
well, I don't think it would have happened anyway.
Yeah, there's, you know, it was definitely exciting, you know, time. It was kind of like going back when you're a kid, you know, going to the draft, which I never did. But I thought, you know, I was glad I got to go as high as I did.
Dustin, thanks very much for doing this today. All the best the rest of the season. We appreciate it. And congratulations.
Congratulations, Dustin. That's terrific news.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen.
There's Dustin Byfuglien.